A few years after the death of William Tyndale, God answered his dying prayer. King Henry VIII not only permitted the translation of the scriptures into English, but he also funded the translation himself. Later, Tyndale's plea was answered in an even greater way when England's King James I commissioned an entirely new translation with far more scholarship than anything previous. Though significantly revised, William Tyndale's original work became the literary foundation for this classic translation that we still love and read to this day. We are a blessed generation. We not only have the complete canon of the scriptures in the English language, but we also enjoy the privilege of having access to a wide number of different versions. In contrast, many people don't have access to even one book of the Bible in their own heart language. Hundreds of languages remain without a single verse of scripture. Millions of people would be thrilled to hold in their hands even one sheet of a Bible in a language they could truly understand. We've heard the stories of several men who gave up everything to make God's word available to others. What will we be willing to give so that others who've never heard the message can read and believe? We must continue to translate the scriptures for the languages that remain without a Bible, because
faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.